Welcome to the official debut of SB Nation Radio and the SB Nation Radio Network. I'm Craig Larson, and our guest today is the legendary Chris Paul. Tonight, Team USA at Toyota Center to face Nigeria. Does it feel weird not being out there and playing, doing all the Olympic stuff like you've done in recent years, Chris?
Yeah, it's a little odd. Since 2006, I played USA basketball just about every summer, so I had an opportunity to go over to practice yesterday. Makes you miss it some, but you know, it's time for a new crop of guys to take the tour.
So what about Melo? Melo has an opportunity to capture 3 Olympic gold medals in basketball. It's unprecedented.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. Excited for Melo. He's getting a great opportunity as you know, the leader of this Team USA, and I think with him leading the charge, those guys have nothing to worry about.
Where do you keep your Olympic medals?
Right now, they're in my office. They're in my office at home, and they actually may be in a safe.
Yeah. All right, that's great. Do you ever put them out?
No.
They're just in the safe?
Yeah, I let my kids see it. I let little Chris see it, but past that, no.
That's awesome. Well, we're here with Clippers All-Star point guard on the debut of SB Nation Radio and the SB Nation Radio Network. Talk about, you know, last summer re-signing, bringing DeAndre back, and now 1 year later to see DeAndre on Team USA playing, going over to Rio. I mean, how amazing is that and the transformation that he's made, one of your best teammates?
I mean, it's great. I remember when I first came into the NBA, DJ was just a guy who was warming up before the game, and I used to ask who was that, and he would never get in the game. So it shows you how hard work pays off. You know, this past season, he was first team All-NBA, first team All-NBA defense. So, you know, he's reaping the rewards of all of his hard work, and he absolutely deserves it.
Awesome. And then last question for you, Chris. Coach K, the legacy and all the work that he's put in with Team USA, obviously it's his last time coaching Team USA. What do you think his legacy is, and what is his footprint on Team USA basketball?
It's a lot. It's a lot. 2006 is when we sort of started this new wave of USA basketball, and it was my first year playing. It was Coach K's first year coaching, and I think it's unprecedented. You know, what he's done in USA basketball along with his tenure at Duke is something that will probably never be done. But I think it's pretty amazing that they got Greg Popovich taking over for when Coach K steps down.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today, and thanks for joining us on our debut on SB Nation Radio.
No problem. Congratulations.
Thank you.